This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The very first thing that happens following any shooting in America these days is that everybody tries to blame the other side of the political aisle. It's a little bit bizarre, but you know, Democrats, of course, want to say that the shooter is a white supremacist, and then conservatives want to say, oh no, this guy was a Democrat. And we saw this surrounding the shooting by Nicholas Cruz, who has admitted to being the mass shooter of this Florida school where he killed 17 people, at least as of the time of this recording. And even we at Natural News originally reported, we cited the Miami Herald, which had printed the incorrect name for this guy. And we cited the Miami Herald and the Florida voting records that said that this guy was a registered Democrat. And so at first, we even printed that he was a Democrat, although we corrected it when the Miami Herald corrected their incorrect name. So we corrected it like within a few hours. But, you know, I believed at first that, yeah, this guy's a Democrat, because the last major shooting that I remember was that crazy left-wing guy who went to that Republican congressional softball game, I think it was, and shot Scalise, wasn't it? Shot Representative Steve Scalise and almost killed him. And Rand Paul was there as well. And Rand Paul was not shot. And it was the Capitol Police that ultimately shot and killed the shooter, who was a deranged lunatic leftist. So to me, it made sense. And then after that, the Associated Press, which I'm always skeptical of, I don't think that they even try to tell the truth. I think they lie on purpose. They printed that they'd called some white supremacy group in Florida, and I forgot the name of it. It was like maybe the Florida Republic or something. I don't know what it's called. And they have a couple dozen members, so it's like a nobody group. They have no power. But apparently it's some white supremacy group, and that the Associated Press said that that group claimed that Nicholas Cruz had drilled with them. And so immediately the entire media, the left-wing media, said, oh, this guy's a white supremacist, and that's why he was shooting people. But I had questions immediately. I was like, well, why is he shooting white people? If he's a white supremacist, why would he run around shooting white people if he's consistent with his evil bigotry? You would think that he would single out like non-white people, you know, just if that's the kind of sicko he is, that seems like something he would do. But he didn't. He was shooting lots of white people, sadly, you know, a lot of white victims in this crime among the 17 dead. There were some Hispanic people, I believe, as well, but he clearly wasn't, you know, avoiding white people or anything like that. So I immediately had a question. Well, now it turns out that law enforcement sources in Florida are saying that they couldn't find any link between this guy, Nicholas Cruz, and this white supremacy group. And in fact, now the leader of the white supremacy group is saying that actually he was wrong, that there's another Nicholas who drilled with them. And now he stopped talking to the press because he's getting barraged with phone calls, and because the left-wing media is trying to link his white supremacy group to this shooter, Nicholas Cruz. So you see how convoluted the whole thing gets very quickly? The entire focus of the left-wing media is to blame guns and blame white supremacy. And then at the same time, a lot of people on the more conservative side are trying to say, no, this has nothing to do with white supremacy. This guy had a mental illness, or this guy, you know, had other things going on in his life. Maybe psychiatric drugs is something that we've covered a lot at Natural News. I say, bottom line, and let's be honest, there's just too much hatred in America, and it's on both sides of the aisle. But the left, as I mentioned in a previous podcast, the left has normalized extremism and hatred across the mainstream leftist communities, whereas on the right, the mass murder and the extremism and everything is a very tiny group. Like, there are a few, like white, what do you call them, white pointy hat KKK white supremacy people. They're out there, but there's not that many. It's a very small group. And I've even said many times, in other podcasts, I said, you know, I live in Central Texas. I live in rural Texas. And I'm around people all the time who, those of you who live in New York or California, you might think that this is like rural Southern Texas, you know, like this is the kind of region that you people make jokes about. And to this day, I mean, I've been around people who have guns and people with tractors and cattle and all kinds of stuff, all, you know, for years. And to this day, I have never met a single KKK member. I've never met a single person that used the N-word around me, by the way. And if I did, I would tell them to shut the hell up, because I don't tolerate, you know, just racism in our conversations. And I've never met someone who tried to recruit me, so to speak, for any weird group. Nothing. I've never seen a KKK person. I've never even seen a sign. And I go into, you know, feed stores and places where you might find a lot of country folks. There's no like hidden KKK bulletin board in there. Never seen it. Doesn't exist. Like the closest I ever saw to anything was one day some dude selling Confederate flags on the side of the road, along with like don't tread on me flags and stuff like that. That's it. And it wasn't like KKK flags or anything. It's just a dude who has pride in his Southern heritage. And that's as far as it went. That's like the most I've ever seen living in Texas. But yet to all these leftists who live in Los Angeles or New York, they think that like they think rural Texas or rural Kentucky or rural Louisiana, they think it's just like a parade of white pointy hats everywhere and white supremacists are everywhere. It's nothing like that. Never even seen one. It's like if you were to try to find one, you'd have an easier time finding a unicorn, a flying unicorn with rainbows coming out of its ass or something. I've never seen a KKK person or signs or anything, swastikas, never. I've never seen it anywhere. I mean, it just doesn't exist. I mean, even the number of people, I should clarify that. It does exist in very, very tiny, small numbers that you might find in, I don't know, if you try to go out and find a group or something, like some racist KKK group, if you really were looking for one, you might be able to find one. But why would you go looking for one anyway? It doesn't even make any sense. So I'm just saying, you know, the left has mainstreamed hatred and bigotry and intolerance. They openly talk about how they hate white people and they want to eliminate white people and they want to silence white people. And they say you're evil if you have white skin. But on the right, mainstream Republicans are very polite, tolerant people, even mainstream Christians as well. Very polite, very tolerant. Upstanding citizens, law-abiding citizens. There's only this little tiny fringe that's way out there that is, I guess, pointy hat wearing KKK white supremacy people. But the left wants you to think that that's everybody. You know, they publish like hate maps of the SPLC, which itself is a left-wing hate group, where they basically say that every church group is a hate group. They say it's just so stupid. It's like, oh, this family, they were having Bible meetings in the living room. No, they're a hate group. Oh, they hate gays. No, not really. They're just talking about, you know, the Bible. Okay. They've got their Christian beliefs. Let them have their Bible party. What's the big deal? You know, you guys can have your, you know, your gay party or whatever, or your Black Panther party. Why can't Bible people just have their little Bible get together in their own living rooms without you hating on them and saying they're a hate group? It's just insane. Anyway, it's just too much hatred in the country. That's the real answer to all this. And we need to all practice tolerance both directions, which means that, don't hate on people for who they are, but also demand reciprocating tolerance, which is what the left doesn't have anymore. The left says you got to accept LGBT. You got to accept, you know, gays, and you got to accept transgenders, and you have to accept undocumented immigrants. But we, the left, we're not going to accept you if you're white or if you're Christian or if you're heterosexual even. You know, that's so the intolerance has got to work both ways. That's all I'm saying. You know, what you want to live in a country where people don't shoot each other to death? You know, stop being full of hate all the time. You know, stop being such a racist against white people or Black people or Christian people or gay people or anything. Just be a decent person, for God's sake, you know, and stop shoving everything down everybody's throat, which is like the whole gay mafia thing and the LGBT push right now. It's like always shoving it down your throat, you know. I don't want you to shove crap down my throat. Regardless of your belief system, let me be who I want to be. Just respect basic human individual liberty and freedom, that everybody has a right to self-expression without being condemned or attacked or hated on by everybody else. That's how we get to a country where people aren't killing each other.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.